So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Eluim alu lo yerdu. The following are the disqualified karbanis that once placed onto the Mizbeach, then not removed. Halan, blood or a murm that were left overnight, v'hayotzei, or if the murm were brought outside the Azara, v'hatamei, if it became defiled, v'shenishchat chutzas manna v'chutzim kaimei, if it was slaughtered with the intention to eat it after its allotted time or outside its permitted place, v'shekiblu psulin, v'zarku esdamei, or if disqualified people received or sprinkled its blood. And the Braisa adds several other psulim to this list. If blood that must be applied on the lower part of the Mizbeach, lamata mechuta sikra, was applied on the upper part, lamala mechuta sikra, or the reverse, if blood that must be applied on the outer Mizbeach was applied inside the Heichal, or the reverse, and the Pesach b'chata sheshachtan shalei lishman, a carbon Pesach or a carbon chattas that was slaughtered for the sake of another carbon, which makes it possible, and all of the above all agree that im alu lo yerdu. However, the Mishnah cites a machlekes regarding the following three besulim. Shenishchat b'layla, if the carbon was slaughtered at night, or v'nishbach dama, if the blood was spilled, or v'yatzad dama chutzaklaim, if the blood was brought outside the azar. Yehuda Aymerim also teirid, even if the carbon was already placed onto the Mizbeach, it is removed. Shimon Aymerim teirid, it's not removed. Now, as we've learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, the Allah Adam Adli Yerdu is derived from the pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Zayis Teres Aila. Hi Aila al Moikta al Mizbeach, Kaldavar Shu Ro al Mizbeach, Im also lay teirid. However, since the pasuk contains some words of exclusion, Zayis, Hi Ha'ayla, the pasuk must be understood to be teaching that although most karbanos are included in the halacha of im alu lo yerdu, some are not included in the halacha of im alu lo yerdu. And the Gemara cites a brisa which explains the machlekes in our Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zayis hi ha'ela harei elu gimel miyutin. These three words are three exclusions, each excluding one case. Zayis, this and not another. He, this is and not another. Ha'ela, the ha'ela, and not a different one. Therefore, we exclude these three psulim from the halacha of im alu lo yerdu. And im also teirid, they must be removed because, as Rashi explains, shem psulim lefnei zrika, the disqualification occurred before the zrika was performed. However, since the general pasuk is inclusive, Rabbi Yehuda does include the other psulim listed in the Mishnah earlier in the halacha of im ol lo yerdu, and they are not removed, even though some of them occur before zrika for the following reasons, as the Braisa elaborates: lan bedam kasher, shari lan beimurim kasher. Dam that was left overnight and they erroneously did the zrika, it's not removed from the Mizbeach, because it's derived through a binyan ah from the imurim, the parts of the carbon that are burned on the Mizbeach, which, if they were left overnight and erroneously placed in the Mizbeach, are not removed. Similarly, lan be'imurim kasher, shari lan be'basar kasher. The just mentioned halacha be'imurim is itself derived through a binyan ah from basar, the meat of a carbon shlamim, that may be eaten after sundown and indeed the whole next day. So too, the imurim may be sacrificed. Furthermore, in certain psulim we rule im olu lo yerdu because they are kosher in certain circumstances. Yeitze, hayal be yeitze kosher bebama. There is no psul yeitze being taken out of the azara in the case of ebama, a private altar. Tamei, hayal behutter babay desibur. In certain cases, communal karbanos may be offered even in the state of tuma. Chutzas manoi, hayal meratz lepegulei. If the kohen intended to eat or sacrifice the karban after the permitted time, he disqualifies the karban. However, the karban only becomes pigul if the rest of the avaydis were performed properly. Therefore, the Isra Pigul has a degree of validity. Chutzlim Kaimai, Hayav Hukish L'Chutzlis Manai. The intention to eat the carbon outside its permitted area is compared to the intention to eat the carbon after its permitted time. Shekiblu Psulim Bizarku Daman, Behandach Psulim Nechazla V'Yitzisibar. If certain people who are apostles, such as a Taman person, received or sprinkled the blood of a carbon, it is kosher for certain communal carbonus. However, the Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Aymer Lay Teirid. These three psulim are not removed because the pasuk says teiras ha'ela, and we expound riba teirachas ha'ela and shem olu lo yerdu. The Torah includes all types of disqualified karbanos that were placed onto the mizbeach that they are not removed, but left there and sacrificed. However, since it also says zeis and Reb Shimon views all three words as one exclusion, it implies that certain disqualified karbanos are removed. Therefore, Reb Shimon formulates the following guideline: Shem Reb Shimon Aymer kol shem psulim b'kodesh ha'kodesh mekabli. Those disqualifications that occurred after the carbon was brought to the Mikdash are not removed. But those psulim which occurred before the carbon is brought to the Mikdash are removed. And the Mishnah elaborates. These are examples of psulim that occurred before the carbon is brought to the Mikdash. Hareveya v'hanirva, it was involved in an act of immorality. V'amukta v'anevet, it was designated as a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah or was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. V'esnan v'amachir, it was used as payment for an immoral act or exchange for a dog. V'aklayim, the offspring of two species. V'atrefa, it is morally wounded or sick. V'yitzadefin, it was born by cesarean section. Uvali mumen, or for it is blemished. However, Rabbi Kiva machshir bebali mumen. Rabbi Kiva holds that a blemished carbon is not removed from the mizbeach. However, he reported that his father would remove blemished carbonas from the mizbeach. The Mishnah continues, "Kishim shem olu lo yerdu, kachem yerdu lo yalu." Just as they are not removed once they are placed onto the mizbeach, they are also not brought back onto the mizbeach if they were removed. And the Mishnah adds, "Vakulin sha'olu chayim l'resh mizbeach yerdu." Any carbon that is placed onto the mizbeach while still alive is removed. However, the Mishnah concludes, carbon oilin that is placed onto the mizbeach alive is indeed removed. However, shacht b'resh mizbeach yafshid v'yanascha b'mkayma. If it was already slaughtered on the mizbeach, it is skinned and butchered in its place. The Gemara cites a related halacha regarding shchutei chutz, in which there are actually two averis: shchutei chutz, slaughtering a carbon outside the azara, and halas chutz, burning a carbon outside the azara. However, based on the pasuk v'al pesach al moy lo heviyoi, in order to be chayv karis for shchutei chutz, the carbon must in some way be ro lov bifnim, fit to be brought inside the azara. This is discussed at length in Perek Yud Gimel Daf Kovav. Amar b'yichanan, hasheichet behema b'layla bifnim v'hela b'chutz chayv. If one slaughters a carbon at night, it is disqualified. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it is placed on the mizbeach, it is removed. Nevertheless, if he then burns it outside the azara, he's liable for Allah's chutz, offering a carbon outside of the azara, even though it would seem to be in the role of a bifnim, because it's not worse than the case where one slaughters and offers a carbon outside the azara, where the Torah clearly states that he's liable for the slaughtering and for the burning, even though the shechita b'chutz disqualifies it. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a Mishnah later. Hashechet oif bifnim umal b'chutz pater, shachet b'chutz umal b'chutz chayev. If one slaughters a bird offering inside the azar and then burns it outside, he's exempt because it's in a roll of a bifnim, since a bird carbon is not slaughtered but undergoes malika, where the kohen severs its neck with his nail. However, if he slaughters and burns it outside the azar, he's liable. Now, in the first case, we do not say loy tei b'chutz mishechet umal b'chutz. It's not any worse than the case where it was slaughtered outside the azar. The Gemara responds, Tiyufta, this ruling is indeed refuted. Alternately, Shechita sa'if b'fnim, miktal katle. If a kohen slaughters a bird in the azar, it's not considered a shechita, he merely killed it, and so one is exempt for offering it outside. However, Rashi explains, Shechitas laila shechita hi b'chulin, helkach b'kachim shechita b'sula hi karuya. A carbon that is slaughtered at night is considered a shechita, even though it is disqualified, and so one is liable for burning it outside. Likewise, shechting a carbon outside, although disqualified, is considered a shechita. As mentioned earlier, this issue is dealt with at length in the 13th parak.